Today's daf in Masechet Nazir, brought to you from Yerushalayim Ir HaKodesh, is daf Vav. And once again, since we stopped smack bang in the middle of a sugya, let's just hop back in. So we've got this big machlokas over here between Rav Masna and Bar Pada. So sort of the standardized version of Nazirus being 30 days. Everybody knows the drasha of Kadosh Yihyeh Gadel Perah, that Yihyeh is Begematria Shloshim, and that, of course, is only an Esmachta, but it's an Esmachta to a Kabbalah that we have of Moshe Mitzrayim, that's the shear. Problem is that Bar Pada came along, and he said, if you count the number of times that it says Nazar, Nazir, Nadar, Indor, whatever, in that parsha, that brief parsha, you have astoundingly 30 mentions, minus Nazir Elohav, which is not, even though it's a play on words of Nazir, it isn't really Nazir. So you've got 29 mentions of taking upon yourself Nazirut. And that means that he apparently understands that the main remez is the 29 days, and not the 30 days. So when we asked on him, but the Mishnah says, Stam Nazirut Shloshim Yom, he explained that the reason that it says Shloshim Yom is because you need an extra day, of course, after you complete your Nazirut on the 29 days. The next day is the day that you bring your Korbanot and that you do your Tiglachat. So that effectively, you're really going to have 29 days plus that one extra day for up until the time that you finish doing what you need to do. And at that point, you really have essentially 30 days. Now, Rav Masna, it turns out, also agrees that when you go ahead and you do your Tiglachat on the 30th day, which would seem to be an important difference between Bar Pada and Rav Masna, and yet we find that your Yotze on the 30th day, which seems to be only true according to Bar Pada, turns out that Rav Masna agrees to that, but for a different reason. The reason that your Yotze on the 30th day is because Miktzata Yom Kikulo. So when you have part of the day that you kept already for your Nesirut, once you're able to bring your Karbonis and Tiglachat, so then that day counts 100% towards your Nesirut. According to Bar Pada, this day is not really a day of Nesirut. We're calling it a day of Nesirut because of the fact that you are going to be stuck with your Nesirut until you finish bringing your Karbonis and you do your Tiglachat. But in reality, it's 29 days. But then we found out that the Mishnah says later on that you're supposed to do the Tiglachas on the 31st day, which seems to indicate that Rav Masna's approach is right and Bar Pada's approach is wrong. So in order to explain that, Bar Pada said, again, according to the Rosh, Bar Pada said that effectively it ends up being the same, because according to Bar Pada, the Rabbonin would go there. In order to avoid this confusion between a Stam Nazirus and a Nazirus of Shloshim Yom that people will sometimes normally accept, because that's the rounded figure that they think of in terms of Nazirus. So because of that, there's a Takana Derabbanan that we should keep a Nazirus for 30 days, even though Midiraisa, it's really 29 days. So therefore, if you did end up bringing your Korban on the 30th day, that's fine. But milechatchila, because of the Derabbanan, you should bring your Korbanos on the 31st day. So it turns out that Bar Pada and Rav Masna hold exactly the same thing, but for very different reasons. Bar Pada holds that we keep 30 days of Nazirut min Rabbanan, and therefore lechatchila, we bring the Korban and Tiglachat on the 31st day. And, of course, if you went ahead and brought your Korbanos and Tiglachat on the 30th day, then you simply were Yotzi because the Deraita anyway was 29 days. Whereas Rav Masna is just the opposite. Actually, you're supposed to be bringing your Korbanos and Tiglachat on the 31st day because the Deraita is 30 days of Nazirus. However, since Rav Masna, as opposed to Bar Pada, holds Miktzat Hayom Kikulo, so there, once you've already kept part of that 30th day as your Naziris, and you then go ahead and bring your Korbanos, at that point, when you do your Tiglachas, you have fulfilled your entire Naziris because of Miktzat Hayom Kikulo. So they end up holding the same thing, but for different reasons. And the place where we find a serious difference between them is Benogea the Satira, the cancellation of your Nazirut, through Tum'ah. Because if the actual term of the Nazirut is really 29 days, then if a Nazir was Mitameh on the 30th day, it would be after he kept his entire Nazirut. And therefore, according to Bar Pada, there should be no stira of his Nazirut, because he had finished his Nazirut. Only because the Rabbanon made this gezerah that normally we expect you to keep 30 days, unless you specified the 29 days. So therefore, Midrabbanan, we treat it as if you need to redo your Nazirut. However, the Rabbanon certainly cannot be gozer that you bring karbanas, because that's chulin ba'azara. Therefore, it would turn out that according to Rav Matna, who holds that the 30th day is part of your Nazirut, and that even if you hold Miktzat Hayom Kekulo, that Miktzat Hayom Kekulo goes into effect only when you finish the entire term, meaning that you've brought your korbanos and you did your tinglachat. But if on the 30th day in the morning before you did that, you become Tamei, so then according to Rav Masna, you would be Tamei and soter your Nazirut the entire period, midioraita. And therefore, according to him, you would bring korbanos. That would be the difference between Rav Matna and Bar Pada, according to the way that Rosh understands the sugya. Fine. So then, I would just like, let's start so that we can get smack bang into that Mishnah that we've been analyzing, the Mishnah from Tetzayin. Let's just review again the last piece on Daf Hei Amid Beis so that we can smoothly get into the rest of the Mishnah. Tonight. So in that Mishnah, this is already the second part that we've been asking from that Mishnah. Mishenazar shtei nezirot, migalechat harishona yom shloshim ve'echad, vashnia liyom shishim ve'echad. So over here, it says, you do the giluach on the 31st day, which seems to be wrong according to Bar Pada. Again, we're pretending, remember, as the Rush explains, that what a Gemara will often do is when it has a second question, it starts from the beginning. It doesn't take the answer that you gave previously into consideration and wants to see how you deal with this new challenge. So even though we explained that according to Bar Pada, there's this Gezeirah d'Rabbanan, and that therefore the Rabbanan made it as if you've already said that you're going to keep a Nazirus of 30 days, we don't know that. Okay, so now our first problem, of course, is that it says that the first one should be on the 31st day, which doesn't make any sense according to Bar Pada. And then furthermore, the second one should be on the 61st day, which means that if you include the latter part of the 31st day, so then this would be the 31st day of the beginning of your Nazirus, because it began on the 31st day, and therefore when it ends on the 61st day, you've kept the full 30 days, and the next day is your Korbanos. That works out beautifully according to Rav Matna. So Bishlam al Rav Matna Necha. And it works out really beautifully according to Rav Matna, because Rav Matna, remember, is the one who learns that Miktzat Hayom Kekulay, and therefore, according to him, it would make sense that we're counting that 31st day as the first day, even if only a few hours are left, we're going to count it as the first day of your second Nazirus, which therefore will end on its 31st day, which will be the 61st day, right? So it's perfect. According to Rav Matna, lovely. So Bishlam al Rav Matna Necha. What is Bar Pada if Nazirus is really 29 days? How does he understand the first part? Like on the 31st day? Why on the 31st day and not on the 30th day? So here, Bar Pada says, before you ask questions against me, why don't you first read the Mishnah properly and you'll see that actually the Mishnah supports me. Because if you continue reading, Ema Seifa, Ve'im Gilachat HaRishona LeYom Shloshim, that if you did the Giluach on the 30th day, which, according to my esteemed colleague, Rav Masna, you're not allowed to do, then you're Yotze. Ha, ha, ha. But that's exactly what I said. And then it continues on to say that if you did do that, so then you're Megaleach HaTashniya LeYom Shishim. So then you would not wait until the 31st day. You would do the second one on the 60th day. Now, that's exactly what I say. I say 29 days, next day's for Giluach, start your second Nazirus, another 30 days, 29 days of which is the Naziris, the 30th day is the Giluach. Perfecto. So it's exactly what the Mishnah says. So why are you jumping at me, okay? So first, let's just agree that I'm right. Now we can discuss how you misunderstood the Reisha, okay? So the Sefer clearly is Misayeli, okay? Now you want to understand the Reisha. I'm happy to explain it to you. The Reisha is Nase Ke'emer Shleimim, that it's as if that's the Bach's Girsa, which fits with what we said before, that since, as the Rosh explains it, we have a Takana D'Rabbanan, which insists that you keep 30 days in order not to get confused. So because of that, it's as if you said you want 30 days, a full term Naziris, and therefore, Midrabbanan, we ask you to wait until the 31st day. And that's why it says 31 and 61. Hey, that's great, but according to Rav Masna, now notice that this is a big Kiddush, right? According to Bar Pada, because it's not just a repetition of the first thing that we said, even though it sounds like it. It's not just a repetition, because the Mishnah also is telling you that even though Bar Pada holds that we don't say Mitzvah Yom Kekulo, that's only in terms of the beginning of the day, acting as if it's the entire day for the end of the Naziris. But here we see that Bar Pada agrees that you can use the end of the day as the beginning of the next Naziris, which is pretty standard. When we say we give a term, the beginning of the term is at any point in the day that you began that term. You might have thought that Bar Pada wouldn't have allowed that because he doesn't know the Mitzvah Yom Kekulo. Kamashbalan, that the end of the day, Bar Pada agrees, is the Mitzvah Yom Kekulo for day one. But the beginning of the day is not the equivalent of the full day for day 30. That's a Kiddush. So we're not going to ask on Bar Pada, why are you repeating yourself? We already knew this in the Reisha. We didn't know it in the Reisha. We knew about the Gezeirah D'Rabbanan, yes. We didn't know about this new thing. But according to Rav Masna, how does he understand this business about doing it on the 30th day? How can you do it on the 30th day? Oh, says Rav Masna. Well, basically, I mean, the Mishnah said that. The Mishnah says, Yom Shloshim Ole Lo Min HaBinyan, which, as far as I see it, what that means is that we're going to use the Yom Shloshim for both the 30th day, meaning the closing of the Naziris, of the first Naziris, and for the beginning of the second Naziris. That's how I understand it, because I hold a Mitzvah Yom Kekulo. Okay, so excuse me, Rabbi Sibel, what's the Chiddush? The Chiddush is what? Mitzvah Yom Kekulo? I mean, we already learned that in the first thing that we brought from the Mishnah. Well, the complication of two Nazirot. We talked about a case of one Nazirut, and we said if you did it on the 30th day, and you already kindly explained to us that that's because it makes us say Yom Kekulo, fine, but you don't need to stuff it through our ears. I mean, we understood that already. So what's the point of repeating exactly the same Kiddush the second time around? I mean, according to Bar Pada, yeah, it makes sense, because Bar Pada doesn't hold it makes us say Yom Kekulo, and therefore we need to know that the end of the day is nonetheless countable towards the second Nazirus. That's all very nice. But according to you, no Kiddush in that, my friend. I mean, you already told us that Mitzvah Yom Kekulo, even for closing the period of Naziris at the beginning of the day, Kol Shekein, for utilizing the end of the day for the beginning of the next Naziris. So there's no point in this whole clause of the Mishnah. How do you explain that? Oh, Amar Chada Zimna. Why are you talking all about this again? Ah, says Rav Masna. It's not that simple. Because if you hold Mitzvah Yom Kekulo, you might certainly have thought that, well, you got to make up your mind. Either the Mitzvah Yom is the last day of the first Naziris, or the Mitzvah Yom is the first day of the second Naziris. But would you have known all on your own that it's both? That it counts as day 30 and as day 1 simultaneously? No, you wouldn't. So the Mishnah, therefore, needed to add this over here. So you might have then ma'od etem animilin chod in the zeros. That the same makes us a Yom Kekulo for one or the other. Yes. Avalishtein is zerod. Well, you have to use that day as both an end as a beginning. Maybe you would have thought that you can't do that, even according to me, who have already told you makes us a Yom Kekulo. Kamash v'lan, even that. I think this is where we got up to yesterday. So now, we have some new questions on Bar Pada. back to the same Mishnah. This is a very rich Mishnah in our Sugya, but this is basically the same thing that we just mentioned a minute ago. Tonight, Im Gilach Yom Shishim Choser Echad Yatsa. Now, if he had shaved on day 59, he would be Yotze. Now, this was basically the words that Rav Masna had quoted before, except he misquoted them to fit his idea that Oyla Lakan Lakan. But these were the words that he was quoting. Shiyom Shloshim Olelo Min HaMinyan. So then, what this is saying is, sounds like it's saying exactly what it was that Rav Masna claimed, namely, that the 30th day is a mixas hayom kekuloi, both for the first Naziris and for the second Naziris. Now, hold on, baby. According to Bar Pada, that's not true. According to Bar Pada, we do not say mixas hayom kekuloi for the first Naziris. First Naziris was completed after 29 days. The reason that we can do the giluach on the 30th day is obviously because mi'ikar adin, if you don't pay attention to the Drabonon Gezerah, that's the day you're supposed to do it anyway, which means that at the end of another 29 days, which brings us to day 59, you can do the same thing. So if that's the case, then I don't understand why is it saying that the only reason that this works is because of the fact that you're counting day 30 as the last day, and you're counting day 30 as the first day. That's not true. The reason it works is because this year is 29 days, for heaven's sakes, according to Bar Pada. So here we get into trouble. It's all very nice that Bar Pada worked things out so that effectively he holds the same thing as Rav Masna. But over here, the Mishnah has undercut him, because the Mishnah gives the reason. And the reason is Rav Masna's reason, not Bar Pada's reason. So how's he explain that? So Bishlam al Rav Masna Necha, because it says Beferish, it's because of Mixas and Yom Kekula, and therefore we use that Mixas and Yom Kekula twice. Fine. But according to Bar Pada, why do we need to talk about Mixas and Yom Kekula if the 30th day was post the Naziris? According to him, the Iker Din of Naziris is 29 days. So why does the Mishnah talk about things that are irrelevant? The 30th day is not part of the first Naziris. Omar Lecha, Bar Pada says to you, that's the whole point. Here's where I know that I'm right from. Because even, listen, think of how this works. Let's assume that it's Rav Masna, right? And let's assume that the idea is not because of what I said, that we have 29 days and now we have an extra day that we can use for bringing our kabbonos. But the reason is because of Mixas Yom Kekula. And we really do know that it's Yotze only because of that. You're still not going to be able to work this out according to Rav Masna, because it doesn't make sense, does it? This is all according to the way Bar Pada understands it. It doesn't make sense, does it, says Bar Pada, that we would use the same day as the end of the first Naziris and the beginning of the second Naziris? How can one day be two separate Nazirises? Make up your mind. Is this Naziris 1 today, or is this Naziris 2 today? So when it says, it doesn't say, remember, that it's Ola Lakan Lakan. Excuse me, gentlemen, but that was Rav Masna's own interpretation, and it was an editorial comment, which was very sneaky, and got you all thinking that he's right, even though he's wrong, and it's not what the Mishnah says. The Mishnah says, Yom Shloshim Olelo Min HaMinyan, okay? That's what it says. So why don't we pay attention to the language? And therefore, what it means when it says it counts, does it mean it counts? It means that the 30th day counts towards the second Naziris and therefore allows you to do what you normally would do, which was keeping 31 days and therefore going ahead and doing your tiglachas and so on. So therefore, since the first Naziris, that was a d'oraisa. That was, he kept 29 days, and he didn't want to keep the rabbanon, so he went ahead, and not because of Mixas Yom Kekula, he went ahead and he brought his korbanos. But I wasn't counting that day towards his naziras. So that's goof of what the Mishnah is telling us. Don't you understand? The Mishnah is telling us that since that day was not necessary for the first naziras, it therefore counts to the second naziras. Read the words. Read my lips, says Bar Pata. The Mishnah is saying exactly what I said. As a matter of fact, this is the source of my halakha until I saw this Mishnah, which Rav Masna strangely believes is a raya to him. I might have been persuaded that Rav Masna is right. The moment I saw this Mishnah, I said, ha, that does it. Now I know Rav Masna couldn't be right. And it's the basis of this Mishnah, Ananami Ahasamchi. This is the whole point, because it proves that Naziris is only 29 days. That's why I went out and said, look, it can't be that the remez to the Kabbalah that Stam Naziris of Shloshiyom is from Yeh. It must be that there's another remez. So I went out to count the number of mentions of Naziris and Neder, and it came up, sure enough, 29, just like I suspected, all because of this Mishnah. Ha! Thank you very much, Rav Masna, for pointing out that you're wrong. Okay, so now we have another problem, however, in the Mishnah. Okay, it's the same Mishnah. So here it says, Misha Amar Harini Nazir. Now here we get into the problem of Tuma, which, remember, according to Rush, was the very distinction between Bar Pata Shita and Rav Masna Shita, according to which, if you're going Aliba de Bar Pada, so your Naziris was completed at the end of the 29th day. And the 30th day, if you became Tomei, there should be no stira of your Nazirut, at least not Midiraisa. Midirabanan, you were supposed to keep this day as an Nazirus. Masha Einkein, according to Rav Masna, you're still smack bang in the middle of your Nazirut until you brought your Korbanos. Okay, so taking that into consideration, let's take a look at the next piece of the Mishnah. Somebody says Harini Nazir, and then he became Tameh on the 30th day. So then he is Soter et Hakol, because he's still in the middle of his Naziris. And therefore, he is going to have to act as a normal Nazir Tameh. So now, if that's the case, it only works out according to Rav Masna, because even though it's the 30th day, that day is part of the Naziris D'Oraisa, according to Rav Masna, correct? So Bishlam and Rav Masna Necha, that explains why day 30 is still basically smack bang in the middle of the 30 days. It's true that if I would have already brought my Korbanos and done my Tiglachas, I would have said, Mixus a Yom Kekuloi. But until I do so, I'm still in the middle of my Naziris, up until the moment that I finish doing all the things that end of the Naziris. And so, therefore, according to him, he is going to have to do whatever D'Oraisa you're mechuyev to do, including bringing the korbanos of a Nazir Tamei and so on and so forth. So this makes sense, but according to Bar Pata, it makes no sense at all, because the real Naziris was only 29 days. So that means he finished his Naziris yesterday. Let's imagine a situation where Nazir puts off bringing his korbanos for 2 years. Now, he still has to act all the mitzvahs of Naziris during those 2 years, right? But if he becomes Tameh, it's not Soser anything, because he completed the time of his Naziris. It's just that he's not allowed to drink wine and so on until he brings his korbanos. All right, so, you know, get off your rear end and bring your korbanos. We're waiting 2 years for. But it certainly is not going to be Soser. And that's basically, according to Bar Pata, that's what we have over here. The guy finished his Naziris on the 29th day, the end of the 29th day. Now he's on the 30th day. So he's putting off bringing his korbanos. Gets to noontime, and instead of having brought his korbanos, now he becomes Tomei. So what should be the din? That he should be Soser to the whole Naziris? Of course not. Now, even if you want to say that Midrabanan, he would be Soser to the Naziris, because he was supposed to keep that extra day, but you can't say that it's Soser, which would mean that you're mechuyev to bring korbanos. You can't bring korbanos. It'll be chulun ma'azara. Rabbanan can't tell you to bring chulun ma'azara. So therefore, according to Bar Pata, it doesn't make sense. Why does the Mishnah say that he throws it all out? It's impossible. Says Bar Pata, Again, I love the way you guys always read the part that is against Barputta. Am I detecting a little bit of prejudice around here? Read the next words, for heaven's sakes, and you'll see that I am right as usual. So the next line goes like this. Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Eino Soter, Ela Shiva. Not true. He only loses 7 days. Well, he's got to lose 7 days in the sense that he can't bring his karbonos until he becomes tahor, right? If someone becomes tamei with tumas meis, he needs 7 days to become tahor, and only then he can bring his karbonos. Because when it comes to a nazir, remember, the nazir has to personally be involved in bringing the karbonos, because you have to put it on the nazir's actual kafa nazir, the yedea nazir. So he's got to be there. Well, he can't be there if he's tamei meis. So therefore, Rabbi Eliezer says, okay, so those 7 days, of course, he loses those 7 days. Now, excuse me, sir, but, I mean, according to you, if you need 30 days, and you didn't have 30 days yet because you never brought your karbanas, and even you agree that we don't say mixus a yom kikulo until you finish bringing your karbanas, so then how could Rabbi Eliezer say that you only lose 7 days? You'd have to lose everything. What's the point of the 7 days at all? And basically, there's no reason for us to learn that the Rabbanan would argue about this at all. Because basically, I've agreed that you're really theoretically supposed to be 30 days, right? Min Rabbanan. Okay, so the Rabbanan who argue with Rabbi Eliezer, so they say, okay, fine, don't bring your karbanas, fine. But you still would have to keep it again, min Rabbanan, right? Okay, that explains why the Rabbanan argue with Rabbi Eliezer. But why in the world would you make this small issue? Why would you turn it into a major question about whether Naziris is 30 days or 29 days? Does that make sense? The simple way, I mean, here I'm telling you as Barpada, I'm telling you the simple way of reading this Mishnah is everybody agrees, and there's no reason to say otherwise, because you see clearly that Rabbi Eliezer holds that way. I don't have any basis saying that I want to argue. Everybody agrees that Naziris is 29 days. So you're saying, so why do they say that 7 days is not enough and that you actually lose the whole thing? Because of the Derabbanan. I also agree you lose the whole thing, for heaven's sakes. I'm just pointing out that the only thing that Rabbi Eliezer disagrees with them is that he says, where you come up with this new Gezerah Derabbanan to keep 30 days? He doesn't even hold to that. That's how much of a Barputta he is. Okay? So he just takes Barputta to the extreme. But everybody is with Barputta. That's for sure. So if you read that Mishnah, you cannot but conclude that, as usual, Barputta is right. So instead, again, of asking questions, why don't you read? And therefore, if you're going to tell me that you really need Midiraisa Shloshim, so then how could Rabbi Eliezer argue about the point? It's the 30th day. You have to be Soser the whole thing. Ooh, wow. That is a big problem for Rav Masna, isn't it? How could Rav Masna explain Rabbi Eliezer? If Yom Shloshim is the Uraisa, and we only say Mikzas Yom Kikulei if you've already brought your Korbanos, that then you're Yotze. But if you haven't brought your Korbanos yet, you're mamish smack bang in the middle of your Chiyuv. So then where does this come from? That you're not Soser, you only have to wait 7 days to become Tar. Rabbi Eliezer takes Rav Masna, says Rav Masna. Rabbi Eliezer is a super Rav Masnanik, okay? He holds, you say, Mikzas Yom Kikulei, even before you bring the Korbanos. Ha-ha! So therefore, in the morning of the 30th day, there is the conclusion of your Naziris. Now, you're in the same position as Barputta was at the end of the 29th day. Ha! Huh. So it works out perfectly well. So Rabbi Eliezer says, okay, the morning of the 30th day, that's the conclusion of the term of your Naziris. Now you can bring your Karbanas. And if you became Tamei before bringing those Karbanas, okay, so then keep 7 days until you become Tahar, and then bring your Karbanas, because you had finished your full Nazirot. That's all. The Rabbanan argue because they agree with the pure of Masna. And that Mikzas Yom Kikulo only applies after you already brought your Karbanas. And he hasn't brought his Karbanas yet. So everything is fine. Don't jump into Bar Pata's arms just because he always has a great presentation. Basically, the Mishnah is pure Rav Masna or better. All right. So now, you think we finished, huh? But we haven't. Let's look at that Mishnah again. There's more in the Mishnah than meets the eye. Tanine. So in the same Mishnah, it goes on to discuss a case where somebody who said, I'm a nazir for 100 days. Fine. Now, taking into consideration Rashi's approach to Yosef's being Nazir Echav, which means separated and alone, then this is the basis of a Nobel Prize winning book, 100 Days of Solitude. So this is the guy who said, Harini Nazir Me'a Yom. Okay? Now, the guy becomes Tameh on the 100th day. What happens? Ay, ay, ay. He says, sir, everything. That's because nobody, except the one sense that we had in Rabbi Eliezer, nobody holds that you don't say Miksa Sayom Kakula, at least according to me, says Rav Masna. And Rabbi Eliezer, who works according to his own Shita, he says, no, you're so, sir, 30 days. But that's because the man said 100 full days. Now, here's my problem. You, Rav Masna, got away with murder the last time we asked you the question, and you said, well, Rabbi Eliezer holds Miksas Yom Kakulo without bringing your Karbanas. Okay? So why doesn't he say Miksas Yom Kakulo? Why did he say that you lose a full 30 days? He should say that you lose only the 7 days that it takes to become Tahar. Yistar Shiva? Excuse me? Says the Gemara. And let's say that, fine, Rabbi Eliezer doesn't hold Miksas Yom Kakulo until you bring your Karbanas. And now he does make sense. He still doesn't make sense. Where do you come up with this idea of a 30-day stira? There's no such thing as a 30-day stira. Either you're Soser everything, or you're waiting 7 days to become Tahar. But 30 days? That anyway doesn't make sense. So, I mean, why are we debating the question of whether he holds Miksas Yom Kakulo? It's not going to make any difference. What he's saying makes no sense. No, says Igmar, not true. Makes perfectly good sense. If he does not say Miksas Yom Kakulo, and Rav Masna was wrong in insisting that he does hold of Miksas Yom Kakulo, even when you don't bring your Karbanos. Let's say Rav Masna is wrong. I can explain, says Bar Pata. I can explain Rav Eliezer very well. Okay? Here's how I explain it. I would say like this. Leolam lo amrino mixes yom kakulai. And, which is what I've said all along. And so you ask, oh, well, if that's the case, nistar kulo, then why isn't the whole thing sasur? This, Amar Reish Lakish, is an amazing chiddush of Rav Eliezer. And that it's based on an entirely new concept that we never heard of before. We've heard of a Nazirus that comes from the accepting of Nazirus. We've heard of a Nazirus Olam that comes from a different type of accepting. We've heard of a Nazirus Shimshon. Well, it turns out that there is a new type of Nazirus, which is Mechudash in the Torah. And here's where it comes from. Omar Kro, Vizot Torat HaNazir, B'yom Milot Yom Nizro. What a strange introduction to the way that we're talking about the standard way that a Nazir brings his Karbanas. And what does this mean, B'yom Milot Yomei Nizro? I'll tell you what it's talking about. This Torat HaNazir is a new Torat HaNazir, not a Torat HaKorbanot. It's a new Torat HaNazir in the event that something happens to him on the very day of the Yom Malot. Now, in this particular case, the Yom Malot is day 100. And the Torah says, in the event that Nitma b'Yom Malot, Tein lo Torat Nazir. If a Nazir became Tameh on that day, then give him a new halacha, a standard Naziris. Standard Naziris is Shloshim Yom. So that would mean that basically all Rebbe Eliezer is saying is, pay no attention to Rav Masna out there. The real thing I'm saying is that today is no Mixas Hayom Kekulo day. It's the Yom Alot. And therefore, we cannot suffice with a 7-day delay. We need 30 days because of this new halacha of Reish Lakish, Torat Nazir, on the Yom Alot. Now, everything works out, according to me, beautifully. Because now Rebbe Eliezer makes perfectly good sense according to Bar Pada. Nothing makes sense according to Rav Masna. And it certainly sounds from here that Bar Pada has come out on top, because we basically don't go ahead to try to explain the Shita of Rav Masna. Now, I mean, Rav Masna is not devastated, I must tell you. The reason he's not devastated is because if the guy says 100 days, so then that can be understood or maybe even said, a full 100 days. I want to be a nazir full one. If you say a full 100 days, so then, of course, there's no halacha of Mixas HaYom Kekula. So then what is there? There is this halacha of Yom Alos. Well, Rav Masna can agree with Reish Lakish's drasha of this new din of Yom Alos just as much as Bar Pada can. So even though the Gemara doesn't address the problem with what does Rav Masna do with Rav Eliezer, he can still explain it. So we can't absolutely say that the Gemara has ended up basically saying the halacha is like Bar Pada. And as we pointed out, it makes serious nafkaminas in terms of the din of Nitma. Now, once we brought up this idea of B'yom Melot, Zot Torat HaNazir B'yom Melot, it's very interesting that you bring this up, because we've had a machloka so far about how to derive the din that a Stam Nazir is a Shloshim Yom between Bar Pada and Rav Masna. But guess what? There is another basis to this whole thing. And that is, take a look at this. Lema Ketanoi. These words of Yom Alot is very interesting, because this is not the only time that it occurs in our parsha. Because basically, the Torah uses that word of Ad Melot Yom, right? It says, Ko Yomei Nidro, Ko Yomei Neder Nizro, Tar Lo Yavor Al Rosho, Ad Melot HaYamim. Now that you bring up Melot HaYamim, isn't that telling you the term of Naziris? Maybe we should darshan Melot HaYamim to examine how long a term of Naziris is. We never thought of that. Glad you mentioned this Melot jazz just in the Machlokas of Bar Pada and Rav Masna, because it appears that there's a big Machlokas among the Tanoim about what the Mokar is for the Shloshim Yom. And it looks like Bar Pada and Rav Masna are essentially bringing Ramazim to the Shitas of the following Tanaim. So take a look at this bright. Ad Melot HaYamim. So, Tar lo yavor al rosho ad melot hayamim. How do we understand melot hayamim? Well, normally what we do is we take a plural as meaning two. Okay, so you would say ad melot hayamim means naziris has to be 2 days long. There have to be yamim, right? Shosho me'ani miut yamim shnayim. So I would normally come to the conclusion that naziris should be 2 days. Talmud lomar. Well, now wait a minute. I mean, you're not reading the rest of the pasuk. Ad melot hayamim asher yazir lashem kadosh yeh gadel pera. How can you be megadel pera in 2 days? So it can't mean that. Therefore, it must mean kadosh yeh gadel pera, namely that ein gidol sar pochot mishloshim, which seems to be based on the yihyeh. The Gematria is 30, and therefore the Gadel Pera is 30, and therefore this Tana is saying, and this Tana is Rav Yoshia, this Tana is saying that we darshan it from Yihyeh. Okay, that's like Rav Masna. Rabbi Yonatan Omer, oh, now here we seem to have another Tana who says, no, Hareyu Omer, Ad Melot HaYamim. Think to yourself, what is Melot HaYamim? Melot HaYamim means you fill the days. Okay. What does filling the days mean? I mean, filling the days seems to imply that there's something missing that needs filling. Well, where do you have something missing that needs filling? 29. Because a month of 29 becomes a Chodesh Mele, Melot HaYamim, when you fill it up to 30. Aha. Therefore, says Rabbi Yonatan, you only need 29 days. Now that sounds exactly like Bar Pada, and therefore we have a remez in the very words Ad Melot to the sense of the 29 days, which Bar Pada says is merumez in the number of times we mention it. So that means that a Nazir keeps Ad Melot until the 30th day. Ad Melot, until the 30th day. So he keeps 29 days, right? So it sounds great. It sounds like Rav Masna is going like the Tanakhama Rav Yoshia, and he's learning it from Yihyeh, Gadel Pera, and Ein Gidel Pera Pachot Mishloshim, and then that's exactly what Rav Yoshia said. And Bar Pada, who said, no, it's 29 days, so he would be going according to Rav Yonasan. Ad Malot. Amazing. Perfect, right? It sounds really good, says the Gemara, but it ain't necessarily so. Because there's another basis, the possibility over here, you see. Rav Masna will claim, I mean, yes, Bar Pada has got Rav Yonatan on his side, but Rav Masna will claim, well, I disagree. I would say everybody is certainly accepting the idea of 30. The only question is, look, it's clear that Ad Melot is the basis of where the Torah is trying to tell us the amount of time that Nazir has to be a Nazir, right? So this is Ad Melot. Okay, there must be, what is that Melot? So now, Rabbi Yonatan is saying that Melot, Ad Melot, he's not saying 29. You see, the question is, do you mean until inclusively Ad V'Ad B'chlal? Now, you know how seriously that is a problem in contracts even today. Is that last date part of the period or is it outside of the period? So that's exactly the issue. That's what they're arguing on. Everybody holds 30. And the machlokus is whether ad means ad va'ad bichlal. It's okay. Rabbi Yoshia holds, look, I would love to learn it the way Rabbi Yonatan does. It's really cute. But it's not good enough, because since I hold that until means but not inclusively, so then I would only come up with 29. Who's crazy enough to think it's 29? We all know that it's 30, Barbara, says Rav Masna. We all know that it's 30, so therefore I cannot agree with my esteemed colleague, and we'll have to learn it out from the diak of the Gadol Pera, Kadoshia Gadol Pera. Masha'im Kain, Rabbi Yonatan says, no, Ad Melot is a perfect remez to 30, not to 29, to 30, because Ad Melot includes the day of the Melot. That's the point. And that is the 30 days of a month. Gavi, help. Elroi, somebody. Akiva. There we go. Okay. Now, I'm just interested, by the way. I mean, this is really beautiful, but I'm interested just in the wording of this. A period that needs filling, which you jump to conclusion that that must mean a month, okay? That's what you said. So, Elohim Yamim Shetzichim La'ot, that refers to a month. A month, meaning a month is defined by the Levana, which could be, I mean, it is essentially 29 and a half days, if you want to be exact, you know, you could be even more exact, but the idea is that we don't look at that, we look at the full days. So you need to be memale the months in order for them to work out, right? But maybe it means a Shabbos. So a Shabbos, I mean, we had 6 days of creation, and then we had this idea of Ba Shabbat, Ba Menucha, and that sort of concluded the week. So maybe Ad Melot HaYamim means 7 days, if you hold Ad V'Ad B'chlal. or 6 days. If you don't know that about Bichlabo, why are you so sure that it's a reference to the week, the month? Maybe it's to the week. What? Whoever heard of such a thing? There's no such thing as a chaser week. The week is defined after we know Sheshes Yomim plus Shabbos. Where'd you come up with that crazy shot? I mean, there's no Mika Chasiruta. Is there any time that we have a six-day week where this week was Choser Shabbos? I don't know what that means. We do have 29-day months, okay, that need Hashlama in order to make the lunar and solar year the same. Okay, so maybe that's what it means. Maybe it means a Shana. Because, I mean, some years are 354 days, some are 355 days, 353 days. So we need basically to be mashlim the year, right? No, not right. We don't look at a year in terms of days. It's true that the length of the year varies, of a regular year instead of a leap year varies, but that's because of the number of chaserot and yeterot that we have in the months. It's always the months that we're talking about. It's never the year, because we do not count days for years. Mimaninan leyomi, harabanan tekesari amri, minayin she'en monim yamim leshanim. How do you know that you cannot fix the calendar to keep your lunar and solar years in sync by adding a certain number of days to the year? You can only add a month, and then you can have your leap years every once in a while, but you're never going to be able to have a perfect sync because you can't simply add in a day. How do we know that? Shenemar lechodshei hashana. Oh my gosh, this week's parasha. Hachodesh hazeh lachem. So that tells us that years consists of Chodshei Hashana. That means Chodashim Mechashvim L'Shanim. Remember that Pasuk, Achodesh Hazeh Lachem, Rosh Chodashim Rishonu Lachem, L'Chodshei Hashana, is the whole basis of our calendar. It has to do with the length of the months, and it has to do with how we intercalate the months to the year in order to keep the solar year in sync, and so on and so forth, right? So if that's where it says that this is the Kazera Eva Kadesh, then this is the Makar to the din of Chishuv Chadashim and Chishuv Shanim. And right there it says Chadashim and only Chadashim are reckoned with as the units of a year. That teaches us Chadashim Mechashvim Lashanim Velo Yamim Lashanim. We never look into the number of days are in the year. We always look at the number of months. So if we look, was somebody mean to be talking, or is that just a mute that's missing?
No, that's to be like Igmash and Rebbe.
Can?
She Rashim Shan Ish umas bir mamashta baperush shelo. Ala pasuk alef shel arosh chodesh vera.
Nu? It's tagidi, nu? כן?
לא, זה ממש, מי שרוצה, זה ארוך מאוד.
אוקיי, בסדר.
אני צבעה וכל, ממש שכף. אוקיי. זה עשיתי קשר, הייתי כל כך שמחה להגיד את זה.
טוב.
מי שרדיסביר.
יופי, מצוין, תודה. אוקיי, so therefore, we now have an understanding of two different approaches. One Ali ben Ramasa, one Ali ben Rav Poda. We were able to fit the Gemara in, even according to Ramasa at the end. And Hakol Sharir Vikayom. We need to look into, through the rest of the Masechet, into where it appears that the Stam Sugya agrees in terms of the Halacha L'Maaseh.